Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity. Give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, poured up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus.
Evening community of faith on the Blog Talk Radio channel. It's good to have you with us tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're going live now to YouTube or Facebook. Got it.
Hello, hello.
Like everybody else. Is that tonight? Are you live? Or is this from before?
Yeah, I had to look for the red live square.
Oh, there's the red live square. Red live square. Now, is that like red lobster?
Yeah, not at all.
It's not the same.
No.
I like red live square, but I also like red lobster. Sure glad we delete this stuff. All right. Well, welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Delete this stuff. All right. Well, welcome.
I'm always so happy to be
welcome,
here with you.
Welcome,
guys.
Welcome.
Delete this stuff.
Always so happy to be here with you guys. And we even miss you on the weekends when we're only on once or twice. Teresa Dowd, how are you? Good evening to you, and it's so good to see you here.
It's good to see you.
It really is. And it looks like you're just having a house full of fun at your place lately, huh? Lots of grandbabies and Christmas stuff. I love it. And we're still getting set up here, so we're a little slow in motion. The funny thing about these programs, they work wonderful, but you can't start setting them up until you're already on air. So
until you're already set up. And then you ask the question, why do I have to set up after I'm already set up?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so let's check. Roger, Oxy. Yes, Francetta, Rebecca, Felicia.
You've been sick Al, the last Ken. Few weeks. Teresa, we speak perfect health to you now in Jesus' name.
In the mighty name
perfect
of Jesus.
Perfect health, perfect comfort, perfect function in every cell of your body now. We speak it done in Jesus' name. And you've still been watching grandbabies even being sick?
That's a pretty good grandmama.
You are a good grandma. And mom and...
No.
Bronchitis, oh my goodness.
Does anybody know what I was trying to do?
I don't. I have no idea what you're trying to do over there. You took a week off, had to, yeah, I bet. Bless your heart. So you watch, you probably babysit on a regular basis.
Alive. Can you believe this?
Sure.
Just do what you're supposed to do, not all this other stuff.
Okay, you don't normally have this problem on the morning show, right?
I don't think there's a problem any more than just I'm clicking the wrong things at the wrong time.
Hi, Rebecca, and good evening to you. So happy you're with us, too. Love seeing your happy face come through the door all the time.
Is that Happy Face Rebecca Smith?
It is Happy Face Rebecca Smith. I just heard from Happy Face Rebecca Odell, and we have a surprise coming in the mail.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're going to work right now.
She made us rock candy.
Oh, my. That's wonderful.
I know. I love it.
That's wonderful.
I love it.
Hopefully it was okay with her if I shared that. All right. I have all this working very effectively. Phyllis K. Raymond, Rebecca Smith.
You do have it all working effectively?
Oh, it's very effective. It's kicking. There you go. So then we both stopped talking at the same time.
Oh, sorry, I got focused on.
I did too.
On what I was doing.
I got focused on what I was doing. Lisa J. and Chris J. Wow. That is who you are. Ever, never fail.
I got here a few minutes ago, but I was on the wrong program. It's just the episode. That is too funny because Pastor was just saying, too, when we were checking in, he said, I'm like everybody else. I have to look to see if it was today or yesterday or the day before or now. So you're not alone. In that at all. That's too funny. Hi, Phyllis. We're so glad you're here, too.
Now.
So how many responses did you make, Rebecca, before you figured out we weren't answering you?
I think that this is all good now.
Love and hugs and peace to you. So that's happened to me a couple of times. I think it has happened to all of us. Who was it? Oh, John Wainer. Used to come on and we would laugh and he would be making comments and answering questions and everything else all on the other thread. And then he'd come over and say, I just put 25 comments in the wrong program. It's so funny.
Yeah, Phyllis, have you heard from John?
Yeah, have you heard from him, Phyllis? Because we haven't in quite some time.
We haven't heard from him in quite some time. The last we heard, he was somewhere in Delaware or somewhere.
Was it Delaware? I think he was like in Maine or something. I don't know, unless you talk to him after I go.
He was out there somewhere. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're glad to have everybody with us tonight.
I almost started talking to you, but I thought, wait a minute here. We'll get dead air.
It's all right. You can keep right on talking. One thing about it, if we're there, we're there. And if we're not, we're not. We are going to have a good study tonight. Good study. Right out of God's holy word and the Christmas story. I don't know if I have ever, in all my preaching history, preached this many times out of the Christmas story. But when you follow the Holy Spirit, you get to do all kinds of things you didn't think you would do.
Yep. That's the truth statement.
And we just decided to follow God a long time ago.
So is everyone's Christmas plans coming together? Does anybody have any big Christmas plans? We kind of did our Christmas together with family stuff while we were in Michigan. But, you know, who knows, we could wind up back in Michigan before then, too. I don't see that happening.
On a plane ticket.
Yeah, I don't see that happening today, but. Who knows?
There's just so much good stuff in the Christmas story.
Phyllis has got her I love the word already. Gotcha. It wouldn't be the first time I was just talking to myself. Jesus, Mom, who are you talking to? I just say Jesus. There you go. There you go. You can't talk too much to Jesus.
You can't talk too much to Jesus. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Now, you can try to talk too much to Jesus, but he's always going to be listening. Always, always, always. And he'll never tell you, shh, be quiet. Well, I guess some people he might, but... Because some people don't know how to shut up at all, but... So there has probably been a few that he said, hey, 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 just hush a minute.
Phyllis, I have to tell you, Pastor is determined to learn how to eat crayfish or crawfish properly before we have dinner with you someday. He said, when we have dinner with Phyllis, I want to make sure I'm doing this right. Well, maybe we'll come up with some interesting questions so you'll find even more to preach about. There you go. You always come up with good questions.
It is always the wonderful presence of the Holy Spirit that just continually fills this place and causes us to grow and develop, and it's just absolutely amazing. That's how I see it.
Mm-hmm.
So, there we go. I haven't watched any news. How's things going in Kentucky? Have they found everybody?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Oh, my goodness, I just X'd me right out of
here. Don't you hate it when you do that?
Yeah, I do.
You just hate it when you just close it out and you're like,
you
I just
over.
Did that all on my own right there. I didn't even need to have any help, and nobody was helping me do that.
Oh, here I come, round two.
You always got to love it when that happens. All right, so here we go.
I wonder if the Lord ever gets tired of me talking to him.
Nah.
No, how would he get tired of you, Rebecca? We don't. We just love you.
The only time that God gets short with any of us is when he tells us and we say no.
Or when we keep saying destructive things.
But God's never going to get tired of us. He's going to always be like, just keep going. Just keep going. Just keep going.
Threatening to say wrong things. He did quiet Zechariah up for 9 months.
All right. Getting closer.
Look, there's our screen.
There's our beginning scrying.
Yeah, that.
Oh, my goodness.
So do any of you guys do serious Christmas baking?
Oh, okay, thank you.
I used to do a lot of Christmas baking, and it just don't anymore. We used to make pumpkin rolls and rock candy and Buckeyes and fudge. And
yum, 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 and yum.
Yeah. And gingerbread or ginger snaps. I made those with my dad, and I love them in gingerbread cookies. And seemed like after the kids went out, and then I just quit baking anything anymore. And now that you have more time to, well, now we don't, but at a period of time, seems like I would have had more time to do it, but just didn't after the kids moved.
So there's our opening screenshot of our community of faith. If you are new to us, make sure you click that. The Blog Talk Radio number is a number you can call in and listen to the program. And if you click the one button, put your hand up, we can even let you talk, ask a question or something. 563-999-3487. You can also reach this program through Skype from certain areas around the world. Mm-hmm. So we welcome you, and we say we're glad to have you with us tonight.
Glad to have you with us. Rebecca, yes, I go straight to the bakery and buy whatever I need. And it is so much easier to do that now, isn't it? We're keeping the industry going.
How do you make Buckeyes?
It's peanut butter and butter and powdered sugar. And you mix all of that together and put it in the refrigerator to cool it, chill it for a while. And you have to bake your melt your wax and chocolate. And then you roll your peanut butter mixture into balls and stick toothpicks in them and dip them in the chocolate and set them out and let them get hard.
My. I know they're very delicious.
They are very delicious. Want me to make us some?
But peanut butter and chocolate, you know, anything peanut butter, anything chocolate is usually delicious.
It is. You're right. So then we can just go to the store and buy some Reese's peanut butter cups.
It's not quite the same. No, that's right. It's not quite the same. All right. Well, welcome, everybody. We're glad you're here.
We are glad you're here. Amen.
We're going to get started.
Snickers is chocolate and peanuts. Oh, yeah, I love Snickers. Yay!
Yeah.
So are you on your way to the party store yet, Rebecca? I know a couple of nights we've lost Jeff when we were talking about treats. And off she went.
Think we better get started? What do you guys think?
All right. I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I believe I'm ready.
Here we go.
We got the pledge up there. Hope you guys are enjoying the presentation slides. I feel like it helps us be so much more effective,
mm-hmm.
so much more together in faith and in agreement and everybody's saying the same thing. And, you know, some of this stuff nobody needs an instruction manual for, but it's good to be able to look up at the screen and see the verse right there in front of your eyes. And it'd be a blessing. Here we go. Rise together with me. Render your honor. Let's make our pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And now, we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who've paid the last full measure of devotion, those who today bear the scars of battle in their spirit, their soul, and in their body. This moment of silence is in honor of every family of the fallen who somewhere today stood in honor of their loved one's life lived and service rendered. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. And now, if you will, join me in singing God Bless America.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
And now, we'll make the pledge to the Christian flag.
I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So now, let's pray for the United States of America. Welcome, Roger. Good to have you with us tonight, sir.
Hello, Roger.
God and Father of every brave warrior down through American history, here we are again today, standing in the gap, making up the hedge, being those valiant warriors of the cross that you have asked us to be. We the people, not only we the people of the United States of America, but we the sons and daughters of Almighty God. We ask you to hear our prayer tonight. Well, that's, I better not say that. We know he hears our prayer.
We know he hears our prayers. Amen.
Ready? Let's pray our opening prayer. Father, we pray this prayer today as children of Almighty God, as the body of Christ, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives.
We
receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that believers' lives will be changed forever, and that glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father, that according to the book of John, we know you hear our prayers. We know you always hear our prayers. And therefore, we know that we have the petition that we ask of you. We don't wonder. We know that we have the petition that we ask of you. And we thank you for it. Thank you, Jesus, that tonight, right here, in this time of prayer, this time of honoring our troops and honoring this great nation, we, the people, hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, of which are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we thank you for it. Thank you that there ain't a human on the face of this earth that can take it away if we'll stand and protect it and be the stewards of it. And
amen.
Father, we choose to be those good stewards right now in this generation. Thank you, Father, for every brave soldier, every warrior of the cross, who since the first person that you asked to pray for the new nation until this very prayer that we're praying right now, we make a seamless line drawn through the ages, through the years, the centuries, and we declare, God bless America. May God bless America in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that you not only bless us, but you're spreading revival all across this nation, in every city, in every town, in every township, every community, every village. May every patriotic event, may every Christmas event that is going on tonight across this nation and around the world, may every single one of them be drawn to righteousness because of what you did, Jesus.
Amen.
You are our perfect, righteous priest, and we thank you for it. Thank you that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And just like our founders that fasted and prayed and sought your face about how to establish this great nation, to us today, we seek your face. We turn from our wicked ways. We humble ourselves before you. We call on you. We ask for your mercy. And you said that you would hear us in heaven and you would forgive and heal our land.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' mighty name.
Mighty name.
Thank you, Lord, that every pastor that has anything going tonight, that they are filled with courage and strength.
Yes.
Every fivefold ministry leader, fill them with courage and strength. May the people in their flock listen to them, Jesus. May they just say, tell us what to go do, and we'll go do it, and we will save the greatest nation on earth, and we will restore righteousness to our great nation.
Amen.
And we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Lord, all across this nation and around the world, 24 hours a day, you have prayer going. 24 hours a day, there are people that are calling on heaven saying, forgive us of our sin and heal our land. 24/7, there are people that are proclaiming, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
And as we learn from our amazing brother in the Lord, as he walked across this nation,
yes.
Thank you, Father, that he has wrapped this nation in prayer himself.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, have you done the work. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise. Lord, thank you that we speak right now revival in the executive branch, revival in the legislative branch. Revival in the judicial branch. Once again, we declare that all of the talking mouths and heads that are speaking violently against this great nation and our Constitution, that they'll be removed.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, that we saw another one go today. And we give you glory. May thy will be done. And may these mouths be silent.
Amen.
So that as we lift up our voices, people will hear us.
Yeah.
And they'll receive the word that we speak from the word of God. They'll receive life. They'll receive health. They'll receive strength. They'll receive your hand blessing and helping them to walk with you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Lord, you told us in Psalm 133, you said that if the brethren dwell together in unity, that it's like that holy anointing oil that flows down the beard of Aaron, and it's like the dew of Hermon that saturates everything. We have come together in the unity of the Spirit of peace, and we declare and receive the commanded blessing of the Lord from you. We stand together in agreement with our brothers and sisters all over this world. No matter the nation, no matter the government system, no matter the financial condition, we receive their words of faith, and we add our words of faith to it. And we proclaim right now that every time their preachers get up and speak the word, just like the children of Israel, life and life more abundantly come to them in every part of their lives, Jesus, every part of their lives. We thank you, Lord, for that commanded blessing that just empowers us, prospers us, and delivers us, and causes us to go to the next level in you. We
Amen.
Receive it right now.
We receive it, Lord.
We receive it. We function in it. We give you glory for it. And we thank you, Jesus, that you're taking us to a new level in you right here, right now, tonight. All across this nation, bless our brothers and sisters in the community of faith that we haven't seen for a while, Jesus. Bless them strengthen them, help them, empower them, and cause them to stand in a way that no other human can cause them to stand. May the first weapon our peacemakers draw be the name of Jesus, be the blood of Jesus, and be the power of the Holy Spirit, and take authority over every situation.
Amen.
In the realm of the Spirit from their spirit, man, because they find out who you are, Jesus. We bless them tonight. We thank you that you're doing a mighty work all across our nation and around the world. You're uprooting, upending governments and wicked men, and you're empowering the men and women of God to stand boldly and strongly. Thank you, Father. Yes. May we not lose courage. May we not lose hope. But may we just be bold and strong in you every single day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord, that you're leading us. One body, one spirit, just as we're called in one hope of our calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in us all. Thank you that you have given us grace according to the measure of the gift that you put on the inside of us. We speak right now, Romans 8:11, to every person within the sound of my voice tonight, that the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside their mortal bodies, giving them life, giving them health, giving them strength, and they will not in any way fall to weakness. And their bodies are restored. Their spirits are restored. Their spiritual life is restored and renewed and empowered once again today. And we thank you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, pray the Patriot Prayer of Dedication with me tonight, guys. Father, help us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people shall not perish from this earth. Thank you, Father, for life and life more abundantly. Long will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might, great God, our King. Forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're glad to have you with us tonight. See if I can get this all functioning in the right direction here. There we go. And we're back.
Hello there.
Welcome, everyone. Now, look at there. You guys got your I love the word ready and everything.
They do.
Chomping at the bit for the word of God. Tonight, pork chops, potato salad, and a new cup of coffee.
New coffee maker.
I was gonna say, man, drinking an old cup of coffee could be kind of nasty. So we say welcome to you guys. Now, I want us to pray. For my family, because my cousin we were praying for last night did go to heaven, and that's going to leave a really big hole in my uncle and aunt's life since she was a major caregiver for him. My uncle, I believe, is 90 years old. Maybe he's 87 or something, but he's up there. But no, he's probably in his 90s. And my aunt, you know, she's about the same age. They're good, strong people, but and been Bible-believing people all their life. But all of the families around this lady have come down with COVID. And I haven't received a new updated. Hey, James Denny Jr., welcome, man. Good to see you here tonight.
Welcome, welcome.
I haven't seen an update, but maybe if Brother Dan shows up, he can give us one. But like about five members of the family all came down with COVID after their sister, their daughter, crossed over into heaven. So let's pray for them tonight. Amen.
Amen.
God and Father of every brave warrior. No, that's the wrong prayer. You always got to have some good prayers on hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, tonight, with no fear in our hearts, we look at this COVID bug in the Martin Cottle family, and we say to you again tonight, cease and desist in their lives. According to the book of Matthew, we bind you. Jesus gave us the keys of the kingdom, and whatever we bind on this earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on this earth will be loosed in heaven. And right here, right now, tonight, COVID in the Christy Cottle family and Martin and Joanne's family, and all of those families, and in any of our families that's with us, Ben Jackson, and any of the rest of them that are still fighting the effects of it, we bind your effect and command you to release our grip on every cell in their body.
Amen.
We say that you are filled with life and life more abundantly. Life and life more abundantly fills you now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that in the lives of each of these people that we're praying for right now, they feel a release in the realm of the Spirit.
Yes.
How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, how God's anointed Samuel J. Cottle, Leanne Marie Cottle, and all the community of faith with the Holy Spirit and power, and we say, COVID, you're bound, and life more abundantly comes to each of these. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak over Mary Pastor to gain strength in her body in the mighty name of Jesus right now tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, thank you. Thank you that you are great. And you do miracles so great. There's no one else like you. Thank you, Lord, that you are working in ways we don't even see or know or understand. But you're working, and we give you glory for it. Thank you that we have the very Spirit of truth living on the inside of us. And that Holy Spirit, you, Holy Spirit, are empowering our bodies, our spirits, our soul to walk and function according to the Word of God. And that's filled with life and life more abundantly right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, I thank you that in every one of the members of Uncle Martin's family, there is healing and strength tonight. There's healing and strength. Lord, you know us. We pray for her to return to her body and come back here and finish her task. That's how we are. That's how you were. But we're not God. You are. And we are listening for your assignment in all of this. But we know your will is that by your stripes, these are healed in every part of their body. In the mighty name of Jesus. Go, Martin and Joanne, you're healed. Christy and all your family, you're healed and restored to health. Everyone that's on the edge, I don't know their names. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak life and life more abundantly to you in every area and in every way. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, I think we should sing our song and just worship him for a minute, because he alone is worthy of the praise because of what you did, Jesus. How's it going?
You are great.
You do miracles
so great. Oh, you want to start it lower?
You put it right in that zone where I couldn't reach it either high or low.
You are great.
You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great.
There is
no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for life and life more abundantly. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for peace. Thank you for help. Thank you for strength. Thank you for your wisdom. We receive it from you right now. Bless all of our families. Everybody say it with me. I call my family blessed.
I call my family blessed.
Every child, every grandchild.
Every child and every grandchild.
Every aunt, every uncle.
Every
cousin, every relative. I command you, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus tonight. Come to Jesus tonight. That you can know him and all of his life and all of his strength and all of his ways in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty
name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, welcome to Monday night Community of Faith program.
Amen.
Good to have you here with us. Carolyn Foster, welcome, ma'am. James Jenny Jr., Roger Oxy, Mary Pastorick. Tonight, we're going to talk about trees. But we're not going to talk about Christmas trees.
What kind of trees are we talking about?
But we're still going to talk about Christmas. The advent of Jesus to this earth. The coming of Jesus to this earth. Thank God. Thank you, Father, that you sent Jesus to be with us, to be amongst us, and to lead us into the paths of righteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, last night we had a color tour. Hopefully you was a part of that. It wasn't big and fancy. It was just pretty lights and you and I being together singing some Christmas carols that we knew half of and half not.
We knew almost all the words too. At least for those.
But we had a good time being together as a community of faith.
We did know the tunes for most of them.
And that video is still up, so you can view it if you didn't get a chance to. And it was just good. It was just good being together with the folks and showing you the Christmas lights here in Williston and welcoming you all to come and see us. If you move here right now, we have a whole apartment building. We probably got, 15 apartments here that's empty? We have about 15 apartments empty in this building, and you'd have your pick. You get depending on how big apartment you get, you either get a one-car or a two-car garage with it, and you get air conditioning, and you get snow plowing and the garbage. Am I selling too hard? Garbage is, you don't have to worry about the grass.
You just pull
in. Stove and refrigerator is already there, and a dishwasher, washer and dryer, hot water, hot, nice hot water. Am I selling too hard?
You're not knocking on the door yet, so keep going.
And you can live right next door to us.
Yeah, woo!
When you're not on the program, then you can come over and help us make the program. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen, Brother Roger. What's interesting, Roger, is there always ends up being about 45, 50 people. Sometimes it's, you can put some hot water in there and a spoon. There usually ends up being like 45, 50 people, sometimes 100 that are on with us. And you don't see them in the comments, in this live chat, but it's all right. They're there and they're watching and they're studying and they're growing along with us. And we welcome all of you to be there. And we're glad that you're with us each and every day in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, how about we get to the Word of God? We're going to go to Luke chapter 2, and we're going to go to Matthew chapter 15. Luke chapter 2 and Matthew 15. Thank you.
Welcome.
For your wonderful care and help. I am going to start YouTube, yes.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Rebecca, Brita, and Phyllis. Thank you, girls. Great on it.
All right, so Luke chapter 2. This is the Christmas story. And I think we're going to begin reading with 21. And we'll read down through, oh my. Yeah, there you go, Mary. And they're just, people just, they don't have the ability to watch it live when we're live, but there's just a lot of people out there that are still connected to the program, and we welcome you, and we thank you for being with us, and we're glad you're a part of it. Take part in anything you can take part. Hey, Kathy Angaroni's with us.
Hi, Kathy. And hi, Mary. Didn't even see you sneak in. Right, so glad you're here. You are a girl, Becca. You're just a young chick. We're all living to, you know, 120. Well, unless we're raptured out of here by then, and then we live for eternity. So yeah, you're a young thing yet.
Amen, Mary. Amen. Hope they enjoyed it as I did. And more than likely they did.
I love that.
More than likely they did. All right, here we go. Luke chapter 2, verse 21. Everybody, hold your Bible up and we'll make our confession. That's an extra screen. Ready? This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's Word says.
I believe what God's Word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because He is the great I am.
Because He is the great I am.
I just like that. That's really good, isn't it?
It is.
It's amazing what happens when you listen to Him. The Holy Spirit of God.
The Holy Spirit of God.
Is making this word come alive.
Is making this word come alive.
In my life tonight.
In my life tonight.
I receive the word of God.
I receive the word of
and
God.
Plant him as a seed.
And plant him as a seed.
In the good soil of my heart.
In good soil of
producing
my heart.
A hundredfold return.
Producing a hundredfold return.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen, and amen, and amen. Now, Luke chapter 1, verse 21. And when 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, just like the angel had said to Mary and Joseph, the name given by the angel when he was conceived in the womb. The angel named him in the womb at conception because that's what the Father sent him to do. Because a baby's life begins at conception. 22. When the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, was completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, Every male who opens a womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. I like it. When the Holy Spirit is upon you. Amen. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Say it with me. I'm a Gentile, and I receive the light. I am a Gentile, and I receive the light. That's what I just said. A light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel. 33. And Joseph and his mother marveled at these things which were spoken of him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, get this verse right here, verse 34. Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. 35. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. 36. There was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. Coming in the instant, in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. So when they had performed all the things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own city of Nazareth. Look at verse 40. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. I'm going to go back to verse number 34, and we'll see this verse. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, behold, this child is destined for the rise, for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. Now, let's pray again tonight. I feel like I'm having to labor really hard to talk. And I bind that in Jesus' name. Matter of fact, why don't you speak a prayer, love, and I'll receive it.
Father, we speak life and strength to your servant Samuel now in the name of Jesus.
No.
We bind whatever
no.
the enemy thinks he's going to try to come
no,
against
no,
us
no.
with. We cast him down powerless, and we speak life and strength and health in Jesus' name, that your word will go forward and be received by all those you have sent to hear it with great understanding and knowledge and wisdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. And I receive it right now in the name of Jesus in my body. Here we go. Now, I want you to notice this verse states that Jesus showed up and would be for the rising and the falling of many in Israel. Now, that's an interesting statement. And for a sign which many would speak against. And we see on the day of his suffering, the only time Jesus was ever sick was for somewhere in a couple hours on the day of the crucifixion. And he did that so he could bear it and take it to hell and leave it where it belongs. But Jesus was a sign and a wonder in himself. And he was going to be for the rise of anyone who would believe him in faith, those who would deny him and continually go their own way. Now, that's an interesting set of circumstances that we just spoke. Now, I want you to turn with me to Matthew chapter 15, and we're going to read verses 1 through 20. And, you know, it's like we do regularly here. We're going to just keep reading the word, because the more we read the word, the more we get the context, and the more accurate we become as believers. We see that Mary, you know, was faithful, and God showed up to her and said, you're going to have a son. And immediately she was pregnant, and she went and saw Mary, or went and saw Zechariah and Elizabeth, and Jesus jumped in the womb, and John jumped in the womb and high-fived each other or something. And, you know, Jesus was born. And now here they are dedicating him at the temple. And, you know, we're now going to see in Matthew chapter 15 the ones, some of them who are going to fall. But it's important to read these verses and to live carefully from them. We're also going to see that you and I get to rise. Amen?
Amen.
So say it with me. Don't be concerned about the fallers.
Don't be concerned about the fallers.
Be in the group of risers.
Yeah,
amen. Amen. Matthew chapter 15. I suppose.
That is a good old song, Roger. I see the light.
I suppose I should probably real quick just hook up and make a recording too, probably, right?
Yep. Yep, Mary just got done saying, I love it when you read the word. So there you go.
Mary?
She's doing this for you.
Why didn't you say, I love it when you read the word and you pull out your headphones and they don't get all tangled up? Oh, my goodness sakes alive. I had them neatly organized in their little case in a perfect circle.
You need help.
And then. Well, I like to do this because we get to read it while it's live, There's a different anointing when we're live like this. We're going to read verses 1 through 20. And now I hear myself echoing.
And Sunday says, I love the word. Everybody's got their I love the word ready to know.
All right, Matthew 15. This is Jesus talking about some trees, and he's talking about traditions and those who refuse to let go of them. Matthew chapter 15. Then the scribes and Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus saying, why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread. He answered and said to them, why do you transgress the commandment of God? Because of your traditions. You got to love how Jesus replies to these people.
Yeah.
Verse 4, for God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father or mother, let him be put to death. Verse 5, but you say, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God, then he need not honor his father or mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Verse 7, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me. You do not want Jesus making that statement about you. All right? Teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. Verse 10. When he called the multitude to himself, he said to them, hear and understand. Now, he just rebuked the scribes or Pharisees. Who was it? Pharisees. He just rebuked the Pharisees. They were very Pharisaical.
Hi, Felicia.
Hi, Felicia.
Nice you're here.
All right. He's just rebuked them. So now let's hear what Jesus has to say to those who are standing around saying, well, I don't want to be like those guys. Verse number 10, when he called the multitude to himself, he said to them, hear and understand. It's not what goes into the mouth that defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth. This defiles a man. His disciples came and said to him, did you know that the Pharisees were offended? They got their little feelings hurt when they heard this saying from you? 13. He answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Now, that's an interesting statement. It's almost, well, it is prophetic of the day we live in. Let them alone. They are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind leads the blind, both will fall into a ditch. 15. Peter answered and said to him, explain this parable to us. Jesus said, are you also still without understanding? Do you not understand that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach and is eliminated? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. That's a powerful verse right there, isn't it? For out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man. May God add his blessing to the reading of the word. This is from the program on 13 December 2021 in the evening study session. Till we see you again, I say we love you and God loves you and Jesus is Lord. And quit being religious. Now, let's talk about this. Because Jesus has given us a very powerful statement that every one of us can live by every single day of our lives. Now, naturally, he rebuked the Pharisees and he told them, you are, this isn't the place, but I was going to say he called them whitewashed sepulchers and snakes and hypocrites and vipers. You can if you want, but they were saying, they were after the disciples. And Jesus came right back in their face. Now, many people say that Jesus was just a gentle, meek, and mild, never said a harsh word to any one person. And that is just not the case. And when people make that kind of statement, they prove that they've not read their Bible, is what they prove.
Yeah.
Because Jesus was quick to rebuke the scribes and Pharisees and those who were religious nuts. He rebuked the fire out of them. All right? But look at verse 6. Then he need not honor his father and mother. Look what he says. You have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. Now, that's a scary thought. Go down to 18. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. Well, Pastor, I don't want to have a heart like that. I want to have a heart that serves God.
Amen.
Well, I'm not going to turn there, but you can reference it. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How do you get the word of God to be what comes out of your mouth? By speaking his word out loud. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's, what did I say that verse was?
Romans 10:17.
It's amazing how that was on my mind, and you're speaking of it now. I know it's an amazing thing that happens, Mary, and it happens to us every single day right here, too. And that's, we love it.
Yeah, we do love it.
Oh, excuse me. Psalm 119, verse 11. Your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Psalm 119, verse 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Psalm 119, 165. Psalm 119, 165. Great peace have they who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. There's another translation that says, nothing shall by any means hurt them. But what is he talking about? Psalm 119 is mostly about the word of God. He's saying, when you put that word down in your heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And you might say, yeah, but Pastor, I really don't like what's coming out of my mouth, and that means it's down inside. Yes, it does mean it's down inside. But you and I have the Word of God, and we know how to put it down in our heart so that it can come up out of our mouth and not defile us, but turn us into mighty men and women of God standing boldly on the Word. Can I get an I love the Word from anybody? I love the Word. Now, Jesus is teaching them very specifically. Eat with dirty hands. You're not going to defile your heart. Remember what we said, we've been saying now for a couple sessions, that the law of Moses and the Old Testament were given to us to prove to us that you cannot make it in your own strength. You've got to have the help of Almighty God by the Holy Spirit to live. We needed a better covenant based on better promises, and those better covenants and better promises are the fact that Jesus died and shed his blood, and now you and I have a covenant sworn in the blood of the Lamb Jesus, and we got all kinds of promises that surround it that make him their exceeding great and precious promises, whereby we might become partakers of the very divine nature of God. Oh, excuse me. Only time I've ever yawned on the camera, and now I did it twice. Now watch. I want us to go back up here to verse number 10, and we're going to read down through verse 13.
Of Matthew 15.
Matthew 15, yes. I love the Word. Thank you, Phyllis. I love the Word, too. Sister Sunday, thank you, all of you, for being here. I want you to see something in this tonight that is just absolutely amazing. Felicia Eicher, welcome. Roger, Mary, Pastor Rick, Richard Winslow, welcome, man. James Denny, we got a good group of folks here tonight, don't we? Matthew 15:10. Now watch this. When he called the multitude to himself, he said, hear and understand. It's not what goes into the mouth that defiles a man, but what comes out of the mouth. This defiles a man. Verse 12. His disciples came and said, do you know you offended the Pharisees?
Hallelujah.
Remember Brother Ken Miller, when we'd get finished? Well, I think I'm going to go offend a Pharisee. Jesus answered and said, no, he didn't say that. He said, well, good for them. I'm glad they're offended. He didn't say that either. Jesus was a little more specific. He said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. That means every one of these false religions, they're going to be uprooted. They're going to be plucked out of the garden. They're going to be stacked in a pile. Have I got something going on over here?
And burned up.
Yep. That's what's going to happen to them. But I want you to see a double meaning. There's the law of double reference in interpreting the Bible. And that double reference means, not only can it mean what you see, but it also can mean a second meaning to you and my,
to you and me.
And I.
And I.
Look what Jesus said. Every plant that my Father has not planted, he's going to uproot it. Now, what? I want you to say this with me. Lift your hands and just say, Father.
Father.
Pull out every tree.
Pull out every tree.
That's in my life.
That's in my life.
That don't belong there.
That don't belong
there. But is there by tradition.
That is there by tradition.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Think about it. How many traditions do you and I live by every day that have nothing to do with the Word of God? And those trees are in our way. Those trees are hindering us because they're tradition trees. They're not the Word of God trees. Amen. Sister Leanne and I have a confession that we make. And first thing in the morning when we wake up, I jump out of bed. She doesn't. I jump right up out of bed, land on all fours or twos, whichever. Stretch real big and I yell, sort of, this is going to be the greatest day of harvest of the good seed that we have sown that we have ever seen.
Amen.
All right? That's one of our declarations that we make rather than waking up saying, oh, Lord, I'm here for another day. Oh, I thought I'd go in the middle of the night, but here I am another day. And what are you doing? You're now that tradition of waking up and starting to grumble while you're still in bed. It's going to start hindering your whole day. Learn to catch those words of tradition that are coming off your mouth and desperately seek the Holy Spirit to illuminate your heart, your mind, and your understanding so that you will no longer say those words. That's why there's such value in the heavenly prayer language. Because you can fall asleep praying in the Holy Ghost. And you literally school your being, your spirit and the soul. When I wake up, I want to be praying in the Holy Spirit. Well, now, when you fall asleep praying in the Holy Ghost, you wake up praying in the Holy Ghost, you are building up yourself and your most holy faith when you're falling asleep and when you're waking up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Jesus said that the Father said, every tree that he did not plant, he's uprooting it.
Pull them out, Lord.
Want to say it again? Pull them out, Father.
Pull them out, Father.
I'll even put my hands straight so that they can just slide right on out.
Yeah.
I want it all out. I want every tradition of religion. I want every tradition of the world. I want every bit of magic and witchcraft gone from my life. I don't want any doctrines of my uncles, my aunts, my grandmas, or any other person that is there hindering me from receiving the bona fide, pure, grade A, 100% straight up word of God.
Amen.
See, now watch this. I believe I'm receiving the notification. Now watch this. The scribes and the Pharisees had studied the law so much that they were stuck in that. Some of them were able to get out. Nicodemus was one of them. He was able to get out. You know, he came to Jesus by night saying, teacher, help me. But most of them didn't get out without some very specific help from Jesus. Because that law had been so ingrained on the inside of them, the tradition, that they put that tradition above the very fact that Jesus the Christ was standing in front of them. There he was, the Messiah. And they kept saying, all right, you tell us, are you the Messiah? They couldn't perceive it. And Jesus later on rebukes them for it because they couldn't see it. Here they studied all these years, however old they were, and now they couldn't perceive that Jesus himself was standing right there in front of them. It's like, how? Well, let's just not go there. So now let's go back to Matthew chapter 13.
All right.
And let's see what Jesus says here that matches what's in Matthew 15. Let's read from Matthew chapter 10. No, no, 13. Verses 10 through 23. Here we go. Might as well catch another recording. Matthew.
Everybody be very quiet.
10. No. Try this again. Matthew chapter 13, verses 10, and we're going down through verse 23. This is Jesus describing the parable of the talents, or of the sower, telling you what it's all about. Watch this. Verse 10. The disciples came and said to him, why do you speak to them in parables? Now, there's a great lesson here. Verse 11, he said, because it's been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Point at yourself and say, it's given to me.
It's given to me.
But to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. What does that mean? God's not just taking some people's stuff away and letting other people have stuff. Everything is based on your desire and my desire. And if you don't want it, it goes away. Verse 13. Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because seeing, they do not see. And hearing, they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them is the prophecy of Isaiah fulfilled. Well, now here's Jesus using Isaiah to prophesy again. Go ahead, it says, hearing, you will hear and will not understand. And seeing, you will see and you will not perceive. For the hearts of these people have grown dull. Say it. It's a heart problem. Yep. Their ears are hard of hearing. That's a heart problem. Their eyes, they have closed, lest they should see with their ears, hear with their, lest they should hear with their ears, and see with their eyes, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn so that I should heal them. Verse 16. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For assuredly I say to you, many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see, but they did not see it. And to hear what you hear, but they did not hear it. Isn't that something? Verse number 18. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches it away. What was sown in his heart? This is he who receives seed by the wayside. That means their heart is just laden down with all kinds of cares and problems and concerns. And many people have those things, and they make this mistake. I just give them all to Jesus. Well, you can't give them all to Jesus. You got to deal with them straight up with the word of God and drive them out, because Jesus has already set you free from them. I've gone to preaching, and I'm only supposed to be reading. 20, he who received the seed on stony places is he who hears the word, receives it with joy, yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a period of time. And when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Verse 22, now he received the seed among thorns, he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. 23, but he who receives seed in the good ground is he who hears the word, understands the word, and indeed bears fruit and produces some hundredfold, some 60, and some 30-fold. Now, I want you to think about this. Jesus is saying to these people that the condition of your heart is in your own hands, because you're the one that decides what your soil content is like. And Jesus just gave this example that every time the seed hit the dirt, it grew. Because a seed knows what to do. And the ground knows what to do. And therefore, you and I have got to get tradition out, because that's what we just saw in the Pharisees. Jesus said, you make the word of God of none effect in your life by your traditions. Now, this program is December 13th. 2021, and we're talking about Jesus uprooting trees. So for those of you on the recording, till we see you again, get the trees out. We sure do love you, and we'll see you again right here and hear the word. Now watch this. You might have said at one point in your life, well, Jesus, I don't even know how to get these trees out of my life. I don't know how to do this. How do I get this thought process that's in my heart? How do I get that out of my heart? Well, Jesus makes the statement. It's not in these verses. Can you find that for me? Mm-hmm. Please, love. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. All right? But watch this. Jesus is teaching the disciples and all the gathering of the congregation, the crowd that's with him, that you are the one that controls the condition of your heart. Well, the Pharisees made the most authoritative word in their life the traditions of their fathers. That was the most authoritative word in their life. Well, there's nothing wrong with a tradition. Many of us are celebrating Christmas traditions right now. So Jesus wasn't talking about celebrating a tradition, eating a turkey, eating a ham, you know. You got the Christmas tree, you got lights. Our Christmas tradition is lights that we put up, you know, and decorations and everything. Jesus isn't talking about that tradition. Jesus is talking about the religious indoctrinations of people that you and I have believed and accepted that don't have nothing to do with the word of God. Somebody say, help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
Amen and amen. Help me, Lord. You know, what do they sound like, Pastor? Well, you know, you throw two shakes of salt over one shoulder, three handfuls of rice over another shoulder, and you bless God. That doesn't have anything to do with God. All right? actually superstition and witchcraft, and just putting the name of Jesus with it doesn't make it right. Now, why are we teaching this? Because I want to encourage you that in Matthew chapter 15, Jesus said that every tree the Father didn't plant, he's going to uproot. Say it with me again. Uproot them all out of me, Jesus.
Uproot them all out of me, Jesus.
Well, how's he going to do that? He's going to do that because he's going to send you a pastor like me. He's going to send you teachers that he tells you to listen to what they're saying. And they're going to help you get your religious tradition figured out. Hail Mary, full of grace. God is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. I messed it up. That's a tradition, guys. Yes, she's blessed among women. But she had to be filled with the Holy Ghost just like all the disciples did. In the upper room. So what have we done? By a tradition of a man, we have given you a bunch of, they have given you a bunch of religious indoctrinations that you should believe what they say rather than what the Holy Word of God says. Don't ever follow somebody again another day that tells you, well, you know, it's just, the Bible is too difficult to understand. It's just for the wise and the educated. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Paul said in Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 29, he said, there's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither male nor female, and there's neither bond nor free. What's that mean? You might even be a slave, and you can get faith in Almighty God. All you got to do is get a little bit of word on the inside of you. All of a sudden, it begins to set you free. Amen?
Amen.
What do you got? Luke 6, 45. A good man, out of the good treasure of his good heart, brings forth good things. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his evil heart, brings forth evil things. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Now, what's the message tonight, Jesus? What's the message tonight, Jesus? The message tonight is, God just said he's going to dig up the trees that don't belong in us. Somebody give God glory on that one right there.
There, Rebecca's got it. Hail Mary. Wow.
Guys, there's a radio station here in the Bakken, across the river, down by that one oil well.
You've probably seen it before.
One night I couldn't get anything on my YouTube, so I turned the radio on. And I caught it right at a station break. And it said, hi, this is, you know, W whatever. And the Catholic radio. And literally, all night long, that is all they said, all night long. For 8 hours, they repeated that paragraph. For 8 hours.
Why?
There is no explanation. Except that they have so trained people that that is the prayer to pray, that if they wake up in the night scared, at least they would hear that prayer being prayed. And literally, for 8 hours, I kept checking it. I'm like, that can't be. Certainly they're going to have something on there besides that. Nope. For 8 hours, it was nothing but that simple paragraph repeated over and over. Some slow, some fast. Some by children, some by old people, some by young people. But it was the same statement.
You know, this is building a relationship with God if they're busy doing that.
And that tradition keeps you bound from going close to Jesus, because the most important prayer you pray is Hail Mary, full of grace. Now, I'm not against anybody. If you had a Catholic upbringing, you had a Catholic upbringing, but you better do a whole lot more talking to Jesus than you do to Mary, because Mary's not your intercessor. Mary is another woman. She's blessed above all women, but Mary didn't stay a virgin. Mary had more babies. Now, people are like, wait, you used that virgin word wrong. No, that just means she had never had sexual relations with a man. She was still a virgin. And when Jesus was born and the time came, Mary and Joseph had more children. I think they had like 7 children. I'm using a very simple illustration for everybody to see, because everybody knows somebody that's a Catholic that is the most important prayer. And then they'll pray the Our Father. But it really wasn't the Our Father. It was Jesus teaching us to pray. So it's not the Our Father prayer. It's Jesus teaching you and I to pray. So what it really should be called is the prayer of the saints.
There you go.
But that prayer is used to punish people who sin. And that's their penance.
Really?
Yeah, they'll have to go to the altar and do 10 Hail Marys, 3 Our Fathers. Listen to me. I'm not against the Catholics. I want you to hear this, because the Lutherans have a mess and the Baptists have a mess. Wait. The Pentecostals have a mess. Every church denomination has a tradition that is just really just a tradition. And our challenge is that we let Jesus take us up out of tradition into a relationship with the Father, and that we could be one with him.
Amen.
Now, let's talk about the Pentecostal tradition that's messed up.
Well, show them in the Bible, Mary, if they will let you.
Yeah. Now watch. Here's the thing. Now, I don't want anybody focusing on the Catholics, because you Baptists got a mess yourself. So do the Pentecostals. So is the Pentecostals. But wait, the problem is that we receive the traditions of man without opening up our Bible, saying, wait, what do you say, Jesus? We're studying a message by Brother Keith Moore right now. And we're studying some messages by Brother Dr. Lester Summerall right now. Okay?
Amen, Mary.
Keith Moore said, don't be spiritually ignorant. Get a concordance and look up the word to see if it's in the Bible. So, like the word faith. You can go to the New Testament in a concordance and search up the word faith and read every verse in the Bible on faith. You would not be led astray if you did that. The Spirit of Truth, who leads the Bible and inspired the Bible by the will of the Father, it's not going to lead you astray into a tradition. The challenge that we face is what Jesus is saying right here in Matthew chapter 13. And this is a good word of encouragement for all of us. He said, your problem is problem with these people is their ears are dull of hearing. And their eyes, they have blinded. What's that mean? They've become tired of hearing the word spoken. Well, you can't do that. You can't get tired of it. You've got to be faithful every day to bring forth the word of God. You got to be faithful every day to just be in it and speak it and declare it. And you can't let anything keep you from it. You and I are the ones. No. No, Rebecca, that's not Beth Moore's hubby, no. Brother Keith Moore that runs with Brother Copeland and that group, he's out of Branson, Missouri. Good brother. But he just said, don't prove how spiritually ignorant you are. Open the Bible and read what the Bible actually says. You know, it's like, come on. And then I spend 4 to 6 hours a day listening to Pastor Keith Moore concerning healing and protection. Come on, Phyllis K. Raymond. Because he's a powerful man, knows healing and protection. He knows it. Now, why are we teaching this, Pastor? Because Jesus, according to Simeon, was for the rise and the fall of many. If you and I, no, as, not if, as you and I continually draw closer to Jesus, as we continually seek out more of his ways, more of his wisdom, more of his knowledge, more understanding of the word, the more you get, the more you want, the more you want, the more you get, the more you get, the more you want, the more you want, the more you get.
Yeah.
Jesus said to him who has revelation, more will be given. It doesn't say more will be laboriously studied and hopefully I get it. It says more revelation will be given. Say it with me. I want all I can get.
I want all I can get.
Dr. Evan Lewis Cole used to say, get all you can all you get. Why? Because that revelation is what breaks apart the tradition. Now, some of you have just dandelions. Some of you have birch trees. Some of you have huge oaks. And hopefully, nobody here has a huge sequoia that's planted in your life that's just a tradition. Because a huge sequoia tree is a tradition that everybody will walk around and say, look how big our tree is. Look how big our tree. And you'll dance around the tree. And it's nothing more than a tradition. Jesus said, you make the word of God of none effect by your traditions. The next time something starts happening, and that statement that you always heard your mom and them or somebody say begins to come out of your mouth. I had another one pop out today, tried to pop out, that started to say, well, all good things must come to an end. I know who taught me to say that statement. What? Heaven going to come to an end, is it? No, see, that's a traditional statement of a poverty mentality that somebody made in our lives, and we picked up on that. How about this one? Well, about time I get something going, it all falls apart.
I rebuke those words right now in Jesus' name.
Well, thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Wait, why are you saying it, Pastor? Because some of us are saying, Lord, I want all of you. But we won't check our own mouth and say, whoops, that's down in there somewhere. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I will not sin against you. Now find a verse about what was just trying to come out, and then start putting that verse down in your heart by reading it with your eyes, speaking it with your mouth, hearing it with your ears.
Amen.
Right out of the Word of God. You don't know where to go and look? Ask me. We got about, 700 days of verse list that we can give you.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. I rebuke you being an ice cube too, Rebecca. You get your electric blanket.
Amen. Amen. My fingers are cold.
Hi, Scott. Love you. Glad you're
Scott
here.
Cheryl. Hey, welcome, man. So I want to make sure that I define this a little bit before we're done tonight. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with your Christmas tradition. I mean, I guess unless, of course, you're celebrating some kind of pagan thing about Christmas. Don't do that. But celebrating Jesus' birth and the wise men and all that, your traditions aren't going to be wrong, even if it's nothing more than going ice skating on Christmas morning. To some people, that's a tradition. There ain't nothing wrong with that. What Jesus is saying, it's your tradition that you believe as part of your spiritual nature, and you put it above God and His Word. Now that is going to hurt your life. And he said, you make the word of God of no effect. There's people who honestly believe that God's going to beat you down with sickness for you to show your love to him, how much you love him. That is so wrong. He ain't going to do that. He never will. You're a good child. He's going to do everything in his power to bring you help.
And what a horrible thing for such a loving father to be accused of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That it has a tendency to make some of us a little angry when you talk like that.
Yeah.
Not braiding the whip angry, just slightly angry, because there's no sense in it. He came to give you life and life more abundantly. We can't be the giver of life and the giver of sickness to the same good kids. He's telling you to bind the devil. He's telling you to rebuke the devil. He's telling you to not allow another demonic statement to come out of your heart, your mind, or your mouth.
Rebecca, so we can see.
Yeah, we want to see him. I will tell my son his ups and downs come from this struggle of good and bad, and it's normal, and he just needs to stand to the good. And you need to practice what you preach. Amen, Mary. Practice what you preach. But here's the thing. I don't want anybody to be discouraged tonight about the things in your life, because let's go back to Matthew 15. Look at this verse. Verse 13. Matthew 15:13. Isn't that something? Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Just say it with me. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
For the Holy Ghost uprootal.
For the Holy Ghost uprootal.
Amen.
Amen.
It's the Holy Ghost uprootal, crudel. Welcome it in your life every day. And then, this is what I was trying to teach yesterday at the noon 1 hour of faith. I was trying to teach this yesterday, and I've almost got it done in an hour.
Really?
Yeah. See? 2 minutes. But what you and I got to take courage and take encouragement in is that not only do you renew your mind, Romans chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3, by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect will of God. So you got to renew your mind. But this verse tells us that God is going to help us. He wants those things uprooted. And if you will let him and you will ask him, he'll get rid of them left and right. He really will. And it won't be painful. It won't be miserable. You know, it's like right here. Every message we preach almost is another in the series of whatever the series is we're doing right now. And the Holy Spirit helps us stay very, very focused on specific verses so that we can get those verses down in your heart. Well, then that means when you come here for the program, that you can have already been meditating those verses all day long. Because you got a verse list from last night. Mm-hmm. Open up your phone. Open up your Bible program. Copy and paste. Put it in your notepad. Put it in a text to yourself. Put it in an email to yourself. Put it in a messenger to yourself. Copy and paste the verses. And put it in a Facebook post. Let everybody else read them with you. And then just build that doctrine inside of your life as we go through this and teach it. I want you to think about this. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing. Let's just turn there. I wasn't going to turn there because I was done 2 minutes ago. But I heard a groan somewhere from somebody saying, you can't be done already, are you? Oh, yeah. 10:17. Amen. But Mary, that's the prayer for each of us to pray. Lord, help me renew my mind. Amen. Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's verse 17. Let's read verse 15 now. Hey, Brother Dan, love you, man.
Hi, Dan.
Look at what it says in verse 15. How shall they preach unless they are sent? Well, you're not going to get faith to come by hearing unless somebody's preaching. How are they going to preach unless they be sent? Let's go back to verse 14. How shall they call? I'm reading backwards. How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? See, that's why you can't do this on your own. Everybody's got to have a body to belong to where you're hooked in and get the juice, the royal blood flowing through your veins.
Royal blood.
Now, verse number 9 and 10, Romans 10, 9 and 10. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Now, here's the process. For with the heart, one believes to righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made to the salvation of your soul. So let's take the verses on the parable of the sower. Read them out loud. Verses 1 through 9. Read them out loud and say, I'm the good soil.
I'm the good soil.
Get these audios that I'm sending you and play them and play them. Play them until you can just about quote it with me, because then you know that's gotten down in your heart and now it's coming up out of your mouth. And it's producing faith and life on the inside of you. Remember what God said by the Spirit in Psalm 119. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I will not sin against you. Well, what does that mean? That means you take God's word and you fill your heart with God's word. Let's use my coffee cup. If I fill this with water, what else can be in there? Nothing. Right?
Right.
So if I put a tea bag in and then I fill it with water and then pull the tea bag out, it's not going to be full. Right?
Right.
So when it comes to our hearts, with our hearts we believe unto righteousness, but the mouth confession is made to salvation. Power of life and death is in your tongue. Out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth speaks. If you want to know what's in your heart, listen to your own mouth. Like Pastor said the other night out of Malachi chapter 3, your words have been harsh against me. Well, most people don't read down to that verse, but that's what it says. But the next verse says, and then those who love God gathered together and spoke of him, and he wrote a book about him. So it's just up to you and I whether we're going to say words of life or words of death, whether we're going to live by our traditions or we're going to live by the word of God. Living by the word of God, you get totally set free. Living by traditions, well, you got to be bound by your winter sneezes, your summer hay, you know, your spring pollen. You have to be bound by all that if you live by your traditions. Don't do that.
It does what? It makes my joints achy. You
oh.
Don't want to bind yourself to that.
Right, right, right. So the purpose of tonight's message is don't let these trees grow in your life. Don't let a sequoia get to be 350 feet tall. And if it is, get a saw in there quick and cut that tree down. Don't build a beautiful thing out of it. I've met men, and it's just scary, who would say, well, I'll never teach that doctrine because I would have to admit to the church I didn't know everything. I said to one guy, I'm like, but you'd just as soon keep going that direction and lead your church into a path of tradition and powerlessness. I can never do that. They'll fire me and I won't have a job.
Wow.
There's a whole bunch of all y'all that's got some traditions you got to get rid of. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, Luke chapter 6. It's in the comment, or it's in the notes. And Sister Leanne will have it in the verse list at the end. Out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth is going to speak. Now, you and I get to choose what goes in our heart. Never another day. Matter of fact, somebody started talking witchcraft and magic stuff the other day. I just walked out of the room. I'm like, wait a minute. No. I'm not going to be a part of that. Because you can't play games that are magic. You can't talk language that's magic. You can't walk around saying hocus pocus and then expect that the power of the Holy Spirit's going to fall. You ever do this? Cross my fingers and my toes. Put my hands behind my back. That ain't of God. That's magic.
Wow. It just now reminded me, remember when you were a kid, you would say, oh, what was that, guys, that crossed my fingers?
Cross my heart. Hope to die. Stick a needle in my eye.
Yes. What a horrible thing to teach kids to repeat. Oh, my goodness. Oh, good.
So, everybody, you ready? Say it with me. I uncross all my hearts.
We rebuke all of those.
I do not hope to die.
Do not hope to die.
And there will be no needle stuck in my eye.
No needle stuck in my eye.
Or any other useless curse I may.
Amen. Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. But see, you see how a tradition gets in?
Yeah, it causes all kinds of destruction.
It just makes a big mess. And, you know, I talk about it from that rock and roll song. It says, only the good die young. I know Christian people who still sing that song. And I can guarantee you the Holy Spirit has checked their heart every time they did. And they say, oh, it's no big deal. I can listen to that. It has no effect on me. That means their conscience is seared. The Bible very specifically says not to say that. I can't tell you the exact psalm, but that's where it is. Ooh, excuse me, guys. No. Say it with me.
All this binding tradition.
Get out of my life now.
Out of my life now.
Jesus, uproot these trees. So that my soil can produce. You know how big a stump is on a sequoia? Takes up your whole garden.
Uproot it.
Get that stuff out while it's just a little dandelion. Before it becomes a tree that will destroy you. Wait, we'll sing a better song, Rebecca. You ready?
Yeah, sing something good.
Ready? For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you, there is no one else like you. See, that's how easy it is to change the atmosphere of your house, of your mind, and of your heart. I was trying to help you get it out, not have you write more about it. Thank you, Jesus, for the hymns that fill our soul. Thank you, Jesus, for the gospel. gospel songs of our day. And thank you, Jesus, for the beautiful songs about your birth that we get to sing at the Christmas season. Lord, tonight we say, uproot the trees out of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Isn't this something that I'm getting messages or comments on my phone that are not on my computer? But Mary said, I listen to you more often than not. Somewhere I heard there are hidden messages in Jesus' words, and when we figure them out, we're to keep them secret. I can hardly believe in it. I can hardly believe it either, Mary, but...
Yeah, that's... He didn't say keep nothing secret. He said, city that's set on a hill can't be hidden.
Yeah.
He said, arise, shine, for your light has come. Now, when you're teaching and you're preaching to a big crowd of people, you teach in parables and stories so that only those who want it get it. That's what Jesus did. That's why he did it. But, don't hide what you have. Don't hide what you have. You ready? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you. This is a simple word tonight, but so powerful. Simple, and that you showed us there's trees, doctrinal standpoints that we literally have grown in our life. The Psalm chapter 1, verse 3 says, we'll be like a tree planted. So you don't have a problem with trees. You just don't want us to have the trees of tradition that nullify the word of God. And then you said, Jesus, that the Father will uproot every tree he did not plant. And we say it again. Tonight, uproot every tree from my life. I will be glad to see the ones go that are hindering my progress. Father, help us all to guard our lips and to fill our heart with your holy word. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, here we go. I know some of you are like, Pastor, that's just an hour's worth of word. What are we doing? Well, I don't know if you can tell tonight, but I am really tired. And I'm going to have to get some sleep. So I just can't keep going for another hour and a half.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. I got to just be done. The thing about tonight, that's such a simple word. And it's laid out right there, Matthew 13 and 15. And Jesus said that he came for the rise of some, that's you and me, believe, and for the fall of those who do not believe. There's people who will truly believe false doctrinal traditions all the way to the grave and miss heaven. That's a sad, sad, sad statement to make, is that they would actually miss heaven because of their traditions. But here's a good tradition of the church. This isn't a tradition, this is a sacrament. Let's receive our communion element together. Ready?
Good night, Mary. Love you. God bless your sleep.
Well, Mary, don't leave before we get communion taken.
There you go.
Ready? Paul said, I received that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink this, drink it in remembrance of me." Verse 26, "For as often as you eat this bread and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension, and his leadership of the church till he comes. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup." That's the answer. Examine yourself. And then take his broken body and his blood shed and see the victory won in your life. Because if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. "God's perfect love is perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment." Why? Because as he is sitting on that throne in heaven right now, so are we in this earth. He's the head, and we're the body, and we are dominating everywhere we turn in our lives in Jesus' name. Then he said, "Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it." Why? Because there is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear, and there is no fear in the communion elements. Zero. You don't run from God when you've done wrong. You run to him. And then there's no fear. But he's got open arms welcoming you, saying, "What you got? What you got? What you got? Let me help you. I did wrong. It's okay. Let's deal with it. Blood of Jesus. Please forgive me." The Father's hugging you the whole time. Don't run from him. Run to him. In Jesus' mighty name. If you've never made Jesus Lord of your life, pray this prayer with us. And in 90 seconds, we'll be right with God. If you're coming back to God and you've been away for a while, pray this prayer with us. And you'll be right with God in the next 90 seconds. Most of you that's been with us every single time, pray this prayer, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord. Ready? Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You will give me eternal life.
You give me eternal life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in
Put
you.
Put your hands out and say, "And I receive you into my life."
And I receive you into my life.
Right now.
Tonight. Right now. Tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
language. And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. If that was the first time you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God. If that was you coming back, welcome to the family of God. In that prayer, you went from darkness to light. You're in the kingdom of light. You went from fear to faith. Now you're in the kingdom of faith. You went from your sin, which you couldn't beat. None of us could. Nobody. Since Jesus died on that cross, nobody can beat their sin. Well, they've never been able to. But with the blood, with the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, you not only beat it, it's obliterated and thrown into the sea of forgetfulness. Amen. And then he gives you his righteousness to function with. Woo! In that same prayer, Father looked over at Jesus and said, adopt them into the family. And you're now an heir of God, a joint heir with Jesus. And you literally have royal blood in you. In the earthly world, when you adopt somebody, you get a new name. But in the heavenly world, you're made a new creation. Old things have passed away, and you become a being that never existed before. Just happened. Now the rest of your life, what you got to do? Wake up every day and say, Lord, help me walk with you all throughout this day. Hey, Sally Rice.
Love you, Sally. Glad you're here.
Love you, love you, love you. That's what this is all about. They put my email address and website in there so that we can help you walk with God. That's what we want to do. That's our assignment in God, is to help you walk with God. My email address, my website has the communion service on it. I recommend you take communion right in your home. Get comfortable with it, and then lead your family in it, because that's the assignment of God. And my email address, send me a story. Tell me, give me a prayer request. Give me your testimony. If you email me, I'll send you 10 verses, 10 foundation verses that will stand you up and be the very most solid foundation verses of your life, all through your life. And that's free of charge. If you email me. So how it works, if you email me, I email you. And if you don't email me anymore, I don't email you anymore. I'm not a spammer. I don't like spam. So I'm not going to send it. We just want to be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. Ready? Get you some communion elements, some grape juice, some bread and water, whatever you got. And let's receive our communion elements together tonight. Are we ready?
We're ready.
I was waiting for that one couple. They kind of had to walk around the island to get to their stuff.
That was us when we got
it. I was just waiting for him, because I want you to be a part of it. And we welcome you. We truly do. Our place here is to help you walk with God. We got over 500 videos of really great teaching. Who knows how many hours that is. But it's just powerful, Bible-based teaching that will help you.
Amen.
All right, they got their stuff. Here we go. Ready? Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
I sanctify them now.
I sanctify them now.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplied.
Every joint supplied.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community.
And right here in this community.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty
name. Let's receive his broken body. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That you endured the cross, despising the shame for us. And you counted it all joy. And now, we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly to the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague has to pass over my life.
Has to pass over
and
my
cannot
life.
Be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty
name. In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive the juice together.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Let's sing the blood of Jesus song. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you our evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Awesome word tonight, Father. We receive it from the Holy Spirit based in the Word of God. We receive it. We receive it. We receive it. We receive it. All right, that's cool, Roger. You can do that. You bet, man. I'll even turn my ringer on. Just don't call before the program's done because Sister Leanne will be telling me to turn my ringer on. All right, well, guys, thank you for being a wonderful family. As we say every day, we covet your prayers. Please pray for us. Know this, that we pray for all of you. Father, we bless Kathy Angaroni right now with total and complete, absolute healing, health, and strength in her body right now. In every cell, in every tissue, in every joint, in the marrow of the bones. We bless her tonight in Jesus' mighty name with complete and total recovery. In Jesus' mighty name. Francetta, did you get to Ben's?
Did I hear anything to you come in?
I don't know. I had to ask just in case.
Oh, okay. God bless you, Rebecca. God bless your sweet. God bless your sweet Kathy. Love you. Power and blessing.
closing verse is this. But you, beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jude verses 20, 21. Well, till we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.